This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
We'll build more socializing homes than were built in any of the boom years, and they are facts that we cannot escape.
Patient advocate Lorraine Walsh has resigned from the Cervical Check Steering Committee group set up to oversee changes in the programme. Ms Walsh, she was one of the 221 women whose smear tests were read incorrectly and developed cervical cancer, says she stepped down over yesterday's report into the scandal. British experts found the original test results carried out on the slides of 308 women with cancer were wrong. 159 of those had also missed opportunities for diagnosis. 221 One Plus Group spokesperson Stephen Teep, whose wife
Prince and Kiss starting us off here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. How you doing?
How are you doing, more like it?
God, what a difference.
What a difference a day makes.
Yeah, no.
Because it was freezing is basically what I was trying to say yesterday, and today it's actually kind of mild.
Do you know something? I don't really see much of a difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you do genuinely live in a bubble.
I don't see a huge difference now between today and yesterday.
God.
Sarah said it and I agreed with her. And then I regretted it. I was like, no, I'm just being nice. I don't see a huge difference.
God forbid you'd indulge somebody else.
Well, I did. Because Tara's a decent person. I didn't want to. And last thing you want to do at a 5:45 is have an argument with Tara because you won't win.
But I think it's, so your sort of general climate in there in Dunleary by the sea just doesn't change, does it?
Well, it must change.
You're like the California of the East Coast, are you?
It was like you said there. What were you saying? You compared it to Oliver.
Yeah.
You look out your window and it's all.
That's what PJ wakes up to.
My beautiful roses.
Yeah.
Yeah, little cheeky chipper chimney sweeps.
Yeah.
Running up and down the road.
Street lamp lighters and stuff wandering around.
Hello, Mr. Gallagher. All right, lads.
Another lovely day in the borough.
Certainly is. I hear they're freezing up in the break.
Yeah. That's bizarre. You don't seem to experience any of the highs and lows of normal life.
We get the highs now. We get the highs. There's some cracking sunshine there.
All right.
For a few days in July.
It's as though the cold goes, oh, you're not allowed in there. You need a pass.
It whistles around.
The residents go mad if you go in there.
They do.
So the cold just skirts Dunleary.
That's it, yeah.
It's the rest of us.
Yeah, but still to see any sort of a frosty thing at all.
Well, it's transformation. God, it was -4 or something yesterday on the drive down. It's like +6 today.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was crazy. Anyway, listen, wherever you are, hopefully you're in good form. Thanks for hanging out with us and waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Loads of people have been on already. Our long-lasting friend, as he calls himself, Aaron, was on bright and early this morning.
Very good.
JP has been on. Dan in Cork is looking for an ugly mug. Good day, actually, Dan, to have a bash at getting an ugly mug because Mike is off.
Yes, he is off,
The keeper of the mugs is off, and it means English John is taking care of business.
We like it when English John does the business
here. And all I'm saying is, it might be possible to fool him. This is the man who invested in Bitcoin. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. We need a checkup on that, John.
That's all I'm saying.
We're going to have a checkup on that.
So this might be your day, Dan. Might be your day.
Last I heard, he owes Donald Trump a tenner. That's how well it went.
Greg Butty Brennan has been on as well. Greg in Ballinasloe has been on as well. Martin the Trucker is in there. I see our commie chef. Al.
Commie Al. Oh, I never thought of it that way before.
In there too.
I can call you Betty, and Betty, if you're commie, you can call me out. Call me out.
I look the sniff. Sniff.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout for whatever's going on with you this morning. We got the birthdays on the way. Not a bad old selection for you today. We have about 5 or 6 for you today.
Very good, yeah.
To have a little nibble at.
Deadly, all right. We'll have a go at that.
And you didn't do too bad yesterday. Texas, say what you want here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 6:15. Brino's been on the WhatsApp, PJ. He's just wondering how you're getting on with the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. I'm working away there.
Just wondering, what's the official time?
Okay,
thing at the
I've
moment?
Had to take a week off just for, to settle the head because it's not been easy.
Right. So we are in, we've passed the first month, haven't we, for sure? I can't remember exactly when those people were in, but it was definitely at least a month.
It was only a week or two ago.
It's at least a month, I would say. Have you made progress? Is there many sides done or anything?
Every time I do it, I put it on the desk to come back to it, and somebody else has a go of it. So I have to start essentially from square one every time.
Right. Fair point.
So I think I'm up against it that way.
Is that it? Right. Yeah.
So you say it's a month. I say it's been like 3 days. You know?
Right.
Because technically every time I start, it's the first time I'm doing it.
Right. Would you not put it in your drawer or something away from
people? Even you are fiddling with it.
I did a side for you.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Fiddling with it. You are fiddling with it.
Right.
So I think it's fair to say that I didn't stand much of a chance.
Yeah, it is. It is fair to say that, yeah, you were nobbled.
I'm doing my best. I'll have it finished. Well, if I get there before I'm 50, I'll be happy with it.
Right. So what are we giving us there? A few years?
6 years, yeah.
It's only the 6 years, Graham. Okay. Right, great.
It's very hard.
It is very hard. Very tough.
And when
right.
you read the instructions online, it's actually harder. So I can't even work that out.
Right, birthday time. What about this guy?
Has Beyonce performed that for you at home?
I actually created that dance. I was me again. So you should do this. And she, you know, she did it. I wouldn't really tell anybody this, but you asked me, so I don't want to make it seem like I'm making myself more important.
Yeah, because he wouldn't be the kind of bloke who'd want to make himself more important.
Who is it now?
That's Jay-Z.
Oh, right, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z of Jay-Z and Beyonce fame.
Ah, I was wondering, I knew he was married to somebody sort of famous. That's the only way I'd know him.
Jay-Z's pretty famous.
Well, yeah, because he's married to Beyonce. Isn't that it?
Not exactly.
Ah, yes it is, Jim.
Yeah. No, he's quite well known in his own right in the music business.
I don't think he is. Not with a name like that. Jay-Z.
Well, you could call him Sean if you want, his real name.
Is that his real name,
yeah.
Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't have worked. You know, Beyonce never had her called Sean, would she? It's not nearly dramatic enough, you know what I mean? It'd have to be... Like Jay-Z. I'd say when she met him, she was
Sean
like...
Sean Carter. And just, you know, one of the world's richest music stars.
Because he's married to Beyonce.
No, he is a business empire spanning a variety of industries from clothing lines, drinks, real estate, sports teams and record labels.
And it's all because he's gone with Beyonce, though. Like, you know what I mean?
In fact, in 2005, he was rumoured to be considering buying Arsenal.
What?
Rumoured back in 2005. So that's what, 14 years ago?
He does have an Arsenal face, doesn't he? He does.
The Arsenal face
He's
is making an appearance.
He's another one with an Arsenal face. God almighty. Yeah. But that's all because Beyonce's giving him his pocket money, like. For sure.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of him before he married Beyonce?
Of course. Jay-Z.
Yeah. Like the, yeah, crazy legs.
Of the rapper and all that.
Ah, just stop. No, he married Beyonce and then she made Mano.
Before that,
he was only Shawnee Carter running around making a holy show of himself, talking about, I want to buy Arsenal. Yeah, right. So I gotta say.
How old is he?
32.
He's 50.
What?
He's 50.
What age is Beyonce? Only 32 or 3?
I don't know, but it wasn't her birthday.
What's she doing with an old fella like him? Can't even support himself.
Oh dear.
I can't figure that one out at all.
Unbelievable. Right.
I'm obviously thinking of the wrong fella.
Maybe. What about Jeff Bridges?
Oh yeah, Jeff Bridges.
From many a good movie,
and he's an oddball. Although I'm one of those people that really hates The Big Lebowski. I just think it's boring old trash.
Right. And that's one of those kind of
legendary cult films. And then my favourite thing he's ever done is The Sleep Tapes. Remember we listened to a sleep tape?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're brilliant.
Yeah.
He has a whole album dedicated to helping you go to sleep.
Although he does sound half cut in them.
He must be half cut.
Yeah.
Like he's there going, I want to see a glass of water. Not drink it. Just hold it and look at it. And then you imagine the taste of it. Don't really taste it. Just feel the figurative water rolling around your mouth. It's weird, mad stuff.
Bizarre.
Yeah, he's. I'd say he likes
it. He obviously decided that, look, if if what's his name from if Star Trek, what's his, William Shatner? If William Shatner can make music by just going, Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
I love his songs.
Right, there's money in this. I'm having a go at this.
I'd say he's a fellow who smokes his fig rolls. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Rather than eats them. You know what I mean? Who puts the fizz in the fig rolls, if you think of him. I gotta say, he's a bit older now. He's still young enough. 54.
He's 70.
Feck off! Is he?
Jeff Bridges is 70.
70?
Yes!
Jeez, I may start smoking the fig rolls myself.
Right. What about this'll settle you, right?
I'm really surprised with
it's
that.
It's somebody with a lovely head, and you've been a good bit off of both of them.
I've been 40 years missing now between the two of them.
But this one, this is somebody who you would have watched because she has a very lovely head. Now a very successful businesswoman, Tyra Banks, America's Next Top Model, host and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, she's one of those. She's around a while, right?
She turned herself into a bit of a mogul.
She did, yeah. She was one of the clever models, you know, like Glenda.
Yeah.
She knew what she was doing with herself. So I'm going to say Tyra Banks is 63.
She's 46. What are you doing today? What is going on with you today?
I don't know. Okay, Grant, I'm a bit tired. I didn't go to bed until very late. About 11.
You haven't been within an ass's roar of any of these. Right,
Morning in the history of everything.
I'm just going to give you one more, right? But it's an Irish legend, and you're not allowed to get this wrong. I'm going to ensure that you get this right, okay? Paul McGrath.
Ah!
Ooh-ah himself.
I think I know what age he is.
Good.
I think it's a significant one.
It is.
He's 60 today.
Yes, he is.
Ah, go on, Paul McGrath. Thank God for that. Yeah, I saw There's an article in the paper yesterday about him, actually. And how he's doing better at 60 than he's done in the rest of his life. And I'm glad to hear. I'm delighted for him. What a gentleman that fella is.
He is. Lovely man. And I've had the pleasure to meet him a couple of times.
Oh.
Actually played football with him.
Did? Oh, you did?
Yeah, in a charity game. Side by side. Two great centre-halves. Paul McGrath and me.
Paul McGrath and the Bull McCabe. They're both of them. The most famous.
The Black Pearl and the Bull McCabe. What a combination that was.
That sounds like a great show. I've watched that. Oh, what a TV show that'd be.
Yeah, Paul, if you're listening, I'm available to film that show at any stage.
Two detectives with dodgy knees take on some of the worst that Ireland can throw at them.
That'd be great. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah. Run after him. You run after him. I mean, my knees are at me. My knees are at me.
I'm a professional. Tommy Mike is gone.
What the hell goes on there? What happened there?
This has been happening. I told you about this.
But with me and Mike, this is going to happen a few times today. Now, don't worry about it.
Don't tell me the Fisher Price Studios kicking in again.
I think Andy has an edit button. So as soon as I went about two aging, he was like, stop it now. That's him. Shut him up. He pulls a ripcord and then no one can hear me anymore.
Blooming heck, that just happens spur of the moment.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Yeah, it's a new thing with the equipment.
Great.
Yeah, it's like an ejector button. Somebody is.
Right.
I'm afraid
to press anything.
I think
now.
The laws of the universe say you're not allowed to slag Paul McGrath, else something happens, and that's it. So there you go.
That'll do for me. Let's get out of here.
Still a show I want to watch.
Now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:33. How are you this morning? Much balmier.
Much balmier. Yeah. It's nearly shorts and t-shirt weather again in comparison to recent days.
Yeah, and of course, PJ thinks that you and I are completely insane.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as cold weather,
not
hot
a drastic
weather, or whatever.
Change. You know what I mean?
It was freezing, Baltic freezing
yesterday.
Well, it wasn't where I was. I mean,
the day before. Well, you were where we were, so that's not true.
What is this?
Think about that. You were where we were.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
You had to put your paddy cap on to go round and get coffee yesterday.
I'd be doing that today.
It was that. But that's a fashion statement today. What one have you got with you today?
The same one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the same one.
It won't be that much of a fashion statement, so.
Oh, my God.
You admitted yesterday.
I'm feeling a cold breeze now, all right.
You admitted yesterday it was Chile.
It was Chile, yeah.
Mm.
It was.
Whereas today...
It's not exactly like, as Tara's gone on a mad one there talking about beach balls and shorts and everything. I don't think it's exactly that either. You know what I mean?
I don't know. There's no pleasing some people, Tara.
I'm not giving out. I'm saying that. Quite the contrary. Au contraire.
But I thought you'd have been... You always claim to feel the cold more than anybody else.
Well, I just prefer a bit of rain over being freezing. But I have to admit, I don't think I'm freezing at the moment. In fact, it's roasting in here.
Well, that's our point. It is roasting in here. Hello, what's the last 10 minutes of conversation been about? Roasting in here, and yesterday it was freezing.
Should I just play the music?
You're trying to tie me in knots. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it. You're up to no good, the two of you.
Christmas classic from the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale of New York. Here at Classic Hits, almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Are you still there?
I am, I'm still here.
I'm half afraid you'll go missing in the middle of a link on me now.
See, that story got... That song was attacked again.
Really?
By another radio DJ, yeah.
Who else had a go this
attacked
time?
Attacked, so it was. So, some guy called Alex Dyke. Did you ever hear of Alex Dyke? Stupid name and all and anyway.
Why, well, is he an English DJ?
Yeah, he's BBC anyway.
Oh, right.
Okay. So maybe, I don't know if he's English, but he's BBC, so he's over yonder. He's one of those, you know, the other nations. So he's, but he's had a right old rant. Says it's no longer comfortable. We're having to play the nasty Pogues festive hit. Saying the song is offensive, what is it? He says, offensive pile of downmarket chav bilge, he called it. Now, there you go. That's on the afternoon show.
This is the same song that the BBC themselves, in their radio polls, voted as the greatest Christmas song ever.
That's it. He's not happy about it.
Back in the day, this was like, I mean, I remember, if you go way back, the likes of Janice Long and all that, I mean, they raved about this song.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had a right rant about it now. He says, I hope I'm not going to ruin your Christmas, but I've decided that I'm no longer comfortable playing this song. I think Christmas songs, this is where he gets a bit up his own
bottom
now, yeah. Yeah, up his own bottom. I think Christmas songs should be about excited children, toys, Christmas trees, snowy streets and ski lodges, reindeers, wrapping paper, Santa, family, peace on earth and love. Jeepers, what a list.
Oh my God.
And that's it. You're not allowed to sing with anything else.
So
what
in
a
other
jackass.
It should be devoid of reality. Basically, I guess. He wants a Christmas card type Christmas song, does he?
It took pretty much, and then he goes on to say, I find that Fairy Tale of New York a nasty, nasty song.
So he's not even offended by sort of lyrics in it. He just thinks it's too downbeat.
I think he does say at the start, he says an offensive downmarket chav bilge.
Is that a great sentence?
Unbelievable. Anyway, Fred. We're going to play that for Fred because he's off to New York.
Yeah, well,
he's
going
to do a bit of Christmas shopping.
So I hope you have a terrible time, Fred, you nasty chav bilge buying git. I absolutely don't get that.
Fred is off his own fairy tale of New York.
He addressed all that Shane McGowan last year and says, listen, it's songs about two people who aren't nice people screaming and roaring at each other.
Yeah.
What happens are actually people get up to at Christmas. Yeah.
You know, sometimes that whole retrospective thing is not a good idea, right?
It was
a time and a place.
People can't tell the difference between, you know, a joke about...
Yeah.
Like...
Something.
Drunken lunatics and basically a song that's... I don't even know where I'm going myself. I've had enough. I'm actually tired listening to all of it.
I know, you get fed up with people whinging about it.
But no, that's not what it's about. Shut up. You end up just doing that, don't you? Shut up. Anyway, I hope you have a great holiday, boss.
Exactly, Fred. Enjoy New York. 087-188-0008. Actually, we have the chance for you to win lots of good stuff next week on the show as well. I'll tell you about today in a minute. But next week, don't forget, we have this amazing prize, this holiday that we have to give away. We're just calling it Secret Santa at the moment.
We're allowed to say what it is, though, aren't we?
Yeah, of course.
Florida one.
Yeah.
Yeah, jeepers, thank God for that. I thought for a second I was not reading my emails again.
An incredible holiday it is. And to win it pre-Christmas would be, my God.
Ah, be magnificent.
What a
talk
Christmas
about giving yourself the
be.
Ultimate Christmas birthday present.
Yeah,
Christmas
it's going to kick off. It's going to kick off.
Happy birthday, Jesus present then.
Will you stop talking for a while? Because you're just talking rubbish now, right? So next Monday is when it all kicks off, okay? Now you can start talking again.
Well, I've nothing to say now.
Right, well, listen. What have we got going on today then? We've got Hitbit worth 700 and how much?
720 euro.
Well done. That's your bit sorted.
That's my bit sorted. Also, this had the first helper robot.
Yeah.
That we spoke about on this show.
Yeah.
And he's Irish.
Get me one.
He's Irish.
Can we get one?
You have one. You're working with the prototype every day. Yeah, there's
oh
a few
God.
Bugs and spares.
Right.
It's not as helpful as you thought it was going to be. You have to recharge it way more than it should, but you have one.
I tell you, this is going to be fantastic. What else have we got? Forever Young, of course. If you want to head off to Forever Young next summer with a VIP glamping package for the four of you, we got that to win on the Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yeah, and one of my favourite news stories that I've ever read because it's completely crap. A man who ruined a Christmas tree in a pub explains his actions.
Did English John bring this from England?
It's from Wales, actually, but it was presented
by
English
John. It sounds like something that would have been on a regional newspaper. And of course, we have our crap science as well, don't we?
We do have crap science, yeah.
Crap
science. Because there's this thing called the Ig Nobel Awards, basically the opposite to the Nobel Awards.
It was actually Greg and Ballinasloe tipped us the wink on this when we were talking about some rubbish science yesterday. So we'll have a look at that. And also, of course, biscuits and TV. Wait for it, people. The verdict, it's been all over the place, been hyped beyond belief. But what do PJ and Jim think of The Irishman?
Oh, my God, all would be revealed.
Biscuits and TV on the way a bit later on.
It took me about a month to watch that one. I swear to God.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Magic Mike is out today. He's having a bit of a sniffle day. So English John is taking care of business And John on WhatsApp has actually been on to say, lads, do you not think English John looks like the singer Mika?
Mika?
What an amazingly good shout that is.
Oh, he does look like Mika.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Now, John on WhatsApp is claiming an ugly mug for having noticed this, but...
We've no mic now.
In fact, he's looking for his and hers ugly
We've
mugs.
No mic here to send one, and I doubt John is going to send you one after that.
No, but John is very generous, because as Dan in Cork points out, English John, the wolf of Bitcoin... Enough said, mugs for everyone. How are you feeling on the mug front, John?
On the mug front?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't
feeling generous? No,
I wasn't, but now...
Well, you've been compared to Mika.
Well, he didn't
respond particularly well to that.
He's not happy about being compared to Mika at all,
not by the looks of it. Okay.
Hang on, sorry, there was issues at my end.
Issues at your end?
Yeah.
Not for the first time.
PJ's had that a lot, you know, issues at his end.
How do you feel about being compared to Mika?
How do I feel about, I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be... I don't see it, to be honest. But I get compared to everyone.
What
here.
About the wolf of Bitcoin? I do like that.
I'll take that.
English John, the wolf of Bitcoin.
That is
quite
good.
Yeah, I do like that.
Whatever happened, can you tell us, like, where did that... You invested £5 sterling into Bitcoin.
The investment's still going.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, not with any value. But
of course.
Still, it did actually do quite well, okay? 50 euro in, it went up to about 100 euro. Okay, so I'm not going to get rich off it. Now it's back down to about 40 euro. So,
So it's still bouncing around.
Just not with any progress.
All right.
Great. Sure, that's the way PJ and myself operate all the time. It was Greg and Ballinasloe who gave us the heads up. If you were listening to the show yesterday, we had this little survey on. It was to do with cats, right?
Yeah.
And facial expressions. And anyway, to cut a long story short, it turned out to be the most useless piece of science we'd ever heard of.
That we ever heard of. And we thought that was as ridiculous as it
gets.
It was
basically like the science is saying, yeah, we did this and then, but we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. It was scientists that go through some of the most ridiculous things. So we had a look then. We got told about this thing called the Ig Nobel Awards, which is like basically the opposite to the Nobel Awards, right? And genuine Nobel laureates actually hand out the Ig Nobel Awards, right? So having a look here and... It looks at stuff you might have thought ridiculous at first glance. So some of the stuff they've looked at, pizza and its potential to help cure cancer, right?
Pizza.
Yeah, there's one of the ones they did. Another thing they looked at was wombats and why their poo comes out in squares. In cubes, yeah. They were working on a nappy changing machine that they could use on human babies so human parents wouldn't have to smell the pee-pee.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so
this was funded science,
Jim. These are just some of the research and inventions that have been awarded. These are award-winning ones, by the way.
Somebody won an award.
These are the
researching
award
why wombat poo is square.
Yeah, why it's cubed. I apologise. Yeah, why it comes out in a cube.
Wow.
I'd like to do that, actually.
It is an amazing technique, to be fair.
It will be, yeah. Who knew? Who knew? So the science does sound a little bit hilarious. Now, looking at the Ig Nobel website, which I have here, here's what they say it's about. They say it's intended to celebrate the unusual, honour the imaginative, and spur people's interest in science, medicine, and technology. So to them, they actually take this nonsense seriously.
It's not like the equivalent of the Razzies. No. It's not like a celebration of rubbishness.
Of crap. No, they take this seriously.
Oh, my God.
They say, I mean, yes, it can make you laugh, and it does get, you do get a laugh out of it. But, yeah, some people do think. And
what was the one that Mike told us one about yesterday about? They did a piece of science on the temperature of French postmen's...
Their balls, basically.
Yeah,
French postman's balls.
Yeah.
And the temperature.
Clothed and unclothed.
Yeah, and why and what the, and the differentiation between. Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. I have it here. Two scientists from France, they won it this year, the Anatomy Prize, for measuring scrotal temperature asymmetry in naked and clothed postmen in France. So, for example, they found out the left one is warmer, but only when you've got your clothes on. Whereas if you have your clothes off, they both stay at the same temperature if you're a postman in France.
That's... Now, there's a blinding piece of science.
Isn't it?
There.
Isn't it amazing?
Who wouldn't want your hard-earned dollars paying for that one?
Oh, they also found out what country's paper money is the most disgusting to touch, so which could be very valuable information if you're going to go on your holidays. One of the other things they did was a third team, they won the Peace Prize, the Ig Nobel Peace Prize, for trying to measure the exact amount of pleasure you get from scratching an itch. And where on the body it would be most satiating to scratch that itch. So they said the ankle and the back are the most pleasurable places on the body.
To have a scratch.
To have a scratch, yeah. Far more than any of the other ones. I got carried away with this morning. And I was looking at some of the previous years. In 2017, I think it is, a man, fair play to this lad, he decided to find out where on the body is the worst place to be stung by a bee. Right?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
This is quality research now. Why they're wasting all the money on, you know, trying to send people to space when this sort of stuff is,
And this absolute spacer spent an entire year getting stung all over his body to find out which one was the sorest. Apparently the back of the knee, the lower back, and of course your French postman's are about as sore as it gets.
Wow.
So there you go. So who said science was boring? The Ig Nobel Science Awards is absolutely fantastic. This is the type of science we can get behind. Yeah. And any science that uncovers you, well, or encourages you to eat more pizza to stop getting bad diseases. Oh, I'm all for that type of science.
On that sort of basis, we could positively be a science show. We could be taken seriously in the science fraternity. If you're going to talk about the different temperatures of a French postman's
nuts,
Lerode.
Yeah,
I mean, like, and stuff like that, and bee stings, and where they hurt you the most.
Look,
where's the best place to have a scratch? I mean. God almighty, man, I was made for this show.
We were made for ourselves and English John. I think we can absolutely call ourselves scientists today. We should do some sort of experiment.
Yeah.
He even looks like a feckin' professor.
He does look like somebody who'd know what he was talking about.
Yeah, mind you, an Englishman carrying out experiments on a couple of Irish lads is probably...
There's probably
some historic problems with that one that we may have. We might have some loops to jump through.
Christmas classic from Slade. Merry Christmas, everybody, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And happy birthday to Phil I Am.
Phil I Am, happy birthday, our Newcastle man.
Yeah, the man who has promised you Newcastle brown ale.
Yeah, that's him. He's a sound lad, he is.
Yeah,
like
Phil,
him.
Phil I Am listens to us every morning from Newcastle in the UK, celebrating his birthday today. Says he's just going into the second part of the fourth floor. So he's still only a boy. Only a boy.
Second part of the fourth. So you're just a couple of years ahead of me. I'm working on catching you, I suppose.
You can mentor PJ.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's, how exciting it is, isn't it?
Oh,
knowing that half your life is over.
Well, there you go. Happy birthday,
Happy
Phil.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Right, listen.
Sorry, I shouldn't have made it about myself.
Still to come, we've got, of course, the hit bit, and also biscuits and TV. Interesting one because it was much hyped, The Irishman. Loads of people going on about it. Loads of people going on about how
it's
long
everywhere.
It was. It's everywhere.
It's unavoidable. And, yeah. and there's
the
a lot of
definitive opinion.
Our definitive opinion on it, anyway.
The definitive opinion.
Okay, well, whose is it now? Yours or mine?
Yours and mine.
Oh, God. We're going to have a row again, aren't we? We're going to have a row.
So that's on the way. And also, we're looking for a few pointers for next week. PJ has a couple of ideas that that he's bashing around as possible ones for next week's Biscuits and TV. So if you've got something that's on Netflix that you think is well worth a watch that everybody else should be checking out, maybe just give us a shout on it. Let us know. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp.
Biscuits and TV.
I love
biscuits
that
and TV time. It's almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Biscuits and TV, the idea is it's like our version of a sort of a book club, just there's no books, and it's about stuff that you watch on the telly.
Yeah.
And so, you eat biscuits.
And you eat biscuits, which is better still, to be honest with you. And of course, we chose, because it was brand new on Netflix last week, The Irishman.
Yeah.
As the movie to watch this week. Well, to say it took a week to do it is putting it mildly, let's be honest. It is a monster of a thing.
Yeah, 3.5 hours long.
And because it was The Irishman, we chose to eat with custard creams, as Irish a biscuit as you could possibly imagine, we thought.
Absolutely.
So that brings us down to, we've all seen The Irishman, we've all given it a watch. Jim unbelievably did it all in one night.
Yeah, I did it, one afternoon. Yesterday, I watched it start to finish. I got home yesterday. I suppose I started it about a quarter to two.
Yeah.
And allowing for a few pauses, the odd toilet break in it, you know, the odd bits and pieces. I finished it up about 5:30.
I don't know how you did that.
Yeah.
What did you think of it, though?
I tell you something, right? I have a feeling there was a touch of reverse psychology going on, because you and Mike had seen it first, right?
Yeah.
And we're watching through it, and you're going on about it and stuff like that. And I actually kind of went into it expecting not to like it.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was too bad.
So
it's still too long. There's absolutely no question. It should have been shorter.
But you know what I thought?
Or it should have been one of those limited series, like a four-parter or something.
Yeah, no, that's what it should have been.
Yeah.
There's actually guidelines going around on how to watch it as a four-part series. Exactly when to turn it off.
Are you serious?
So you can watch it as in episodes.
That would have been better.
I tell you, for me, do you know what it was? I felt it was too rushed and too long at the same time. I really did. Too rushed and too long at the same time. It was mad.
Yeah.
Like, you're watching it, and then for no reason, it has to go to De Niro, and he goes, so then, Jimmy Hoffa went and he did a thing with the two, and two guys walked. So this then guy came along, and he was dead, and at the end of it, you're going to go, we just sped through 6 years.
Yeah.
And we're still an hour and a half left.
Especially when, you know, you're speeding things along when there's other conversations that are happening, where, like the one in the car.
It's hard. Yeah.
What sort of fish? What?
I know.
What sort of fish? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you bought a fish and you didn't know what it was.
You don't know what it is.
What sort of fish did you ask for?
Where you go? What?
How can I give 2 minutes to that and 60 seconds to Kennedy's shit?
That was weird.
Yeah. So I have to, and all their heads look like they were made out of mala. I don't care. Their heads look made out of mala.
And as you say, the one time, like they were celebrating the technology that made them look both young and old and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Aged them, you know, made them younger, all that. But as you say, the giveaway was there's a little fight scene De Niro takes on this he doesn't take him
it's
on
a shop
with,
owner.
He just batters the shop owner.
He kicks the flute off him, really, is what he does. And you want to see how it looks almost like it's a joke fight.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be a middle-aged man, or he's supposed to be in his, like, 40s or whatever.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in relative prime.
Yeah.
But he actually...
But he's actually... You can see the movements of a 70-year-old, a 73-year-old man. Like, you kind of... So, I'll be honest with you, I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly thought it was right.
I liked it very much
on reputation.
Yeah, I liked it better than I expected to, because I actually went into it thinking, this is probably not going to be great, because the lads don't think it's great. And I kind of liked it better than I thought. I'm going to give it a 6.
Out of 10.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 6. Maybe even a 6.5. Out of 10.
I'd give it a 4 now.
A 4?
Yeah.
Oh, harsh. What a kicking. That's worse than a kicking from Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
I'm nothing like the real guy.
because I just keep doing what I like to do. Yeah. Hoo-ah.
Right, so the comments, Irishman is a remake of Goodfellas, somebody's saying, so I think that's a bit of a diss on it. The Irishman was pure. Aye. There's somebody else.
Yeah,
so yeah, not
I
getting great reports
mean.
On the...
And then you see people on the Twitter and all, and they're saying it's like an absolute masterpiece. A masterpiece. Scorsese's triumph at the end of his career and all.
Yeah.
You know, jeez, I don't know about that. It's no Goodfellas, like, it's no Casino. It's nothing like those crackers.
There's some, one person says, John thought it was class. It was no Goodfellas or Casinos, but I really enjoyed it. And somebody else said they abandoned watching it after about 2 hours.
Oh, geez, imagine. Yeah, I had a fee. I wouldn't have stuck with it now, honestly, if I didn't have to talk about it here.
Yeah,
there's no
yeah.
way I would have stuck
And
with
somebody
it.
Else is kind of like, you know, is 3 nights in and they're still not finished.
Well, there you go. It took so Mike a week. Mike has 2 young kids. It took him a week. It took him the whole week to watch it. And then he got sick. And now he's not here to do the bit of it.
Anyway, right, so a 4 from PJ, a 6 from me for the Irishman. That's the way it went.
But an absolute 10 out of 10 for the custard cream.
What a
triumph. An absolute triumph. And the fact that you got to do it 4 days, eat a packet of biscuits 4 days in a row was immense.
Somebody else fell asleep 4 times during the process of trying to watch
it. It's so long.
Yeah, somebody else says, less of the details, I'm going to watch it tonight. Trust me, there's no way you could do spoilers for The Irishman, to be honest with you, because it goes on for 3.5 hours. Yeah. It's like, how would you fit on spoilers in?
Yeah, it's just when you notice those little things. Yeah. Like, there's bits where Robert De Niro is throwing a gun into a river. Did you ever see that bit?
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see he's like in the 70s there as well. You know, a big, huge throw, and it basically drops at his feet.
Yeah, I think maybe it was a victim of its own hype as well, to be honest with you.
Maybe, yeah.
But anyway. Right, what are we going to go for next week? Somebody's saying the All-American is a good shout. Somebody else saying Devil Next Door. That's getting
I've
a lot
seen
of,
that. That's very good.
That's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What else? There was another one in. Mad Mary was on with it. Here we go. Mad Mary had a couple of suggestions for us. Atypical, apparently.
Heard of it.
And also, that one, Living With Yourself. Or is it Living With Myself? You know, the Paul Rudd thing.
I actually don't think that's a bad shout. There's an Irish interest in that as well with Aisling B.
Right.
And it's a weird one.
It's your call. What are you going to go for?
Well, do you want to watch a couple of episodes of Living With Myself and see how we get on with it?
Is it myself or yourself?
Oh, Living With Yourself. Well, you'll see.
You know
the
that
same
one
thing.
With Paul Rudd and Aisling B?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, is that what we're going for?
Living With Yourself.
Living With Yourself, then,
Why
is
not?
Our recommendation.
Why not? Have
and
a go with that.
An appropriate biscuit for Living With Yourself?
You need a selfish biscuit for that one. What's a real indulgence, I think?
Oh, real indulgence?
Yeah.
It'll have to be a chocolate covered something.
Right.
Do you want to go one of our Jacob's Elite biscuit range?
Oh, jeez, I'm not flat. Right, we're robbing out the hampers. Go on, we'll do that.
Are we going for a tea? What about a tea cake?
Tea cake.
Have we had a tea cake?
No. I don't care. We'll do it again.
You can have a Tunnocks one if you like.
There you go. The Tunnocks tea cake.
The Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. How's it going, everybody? It is the classic hit bit this morning. It is worth €720. And it sounds exactly like this. And that is it. That's your hit bit. As far as we know.
Yeah, now, no Magic Mike today. How are we on the pun thing? Is John taking on the mantle?
Well, yeah, I think I don't
know. Are you taking on the pun mantle, John?
Yeah, you see, what happened, I've been doing it the last couple of days while Mike's been away, and it's been getting steadily worse.
Right.
Okay, the pressure is tough.
It
he doesn't
is.
Tell you that.
Yeah, well, he does, actually, yeah.
But maybe easier without him watching.
Maybe. Oh, you know, definitely singing the jingle is easier when he's not watching.
Has he been mentoring you, John?
He's been speaking at me like he's some sort of wizard.
He has,
of the pun world.
He's been acting like an expert.
He is the Witzel-sucked wizard, is what he is.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Witzel-sucked. You know what Witzel-sucked is?
No.
It's an addiction to telling puns or bad jokes. An addiction that you can't stop.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And we think Mike suffers from it.
Yeah, I'd say he's got a bad case of that.
Yeah.
That's what he's off with today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's been properly, he's Witzel-sucked out.
So let's see now if John is a bit of a Witzel-sucker himself. So Sarah is on line one. She's in Limerick. How are you getting on, Sarah?
Good, thank you.
I'm all good, thank you very much. What's your plans for the day?
Myself and my sister are heading up to the bridge shopping. We should be studying, but.
Oh, right.
So getting the old Christmas stuff done.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right, yeah. Do you have much to do?
We have like some exam each. Well, we'll be fine. Oh, sorry, you meant shopping.
Yeah.
We have loads of shopping to do, yeah.
Right. Well, then, we better help with paying the bills then, Sarah. Go for it. What are you thinking?
Fabulous. Well, our guess is Sarah by Thin Lizzy.
Oh,
Sarah,
right,
okay. Of course, right.
Naturally, Sarah.
What do you reckon,
going
then?
For Sarah.
Thin Lizzy. Well, Sarah, I mean, you'd be delighted if you won. You'd
yeah.
Be dancing in the moonlight.
Yeah.
Not over the punchline, please.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to... It's not right, I'm afraid.
That was an unfair wall of silence that we met him with.
Yeah, sorry, we shouldn't really been waiting for more. We should have just been happy with what we got.
Except what you've got.
Yeah.
Tough crowd.
Listen, Sarah, have a good day shopping. Enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Take care of yourself.
See you,
Cheers.
Sarah.
Bye-bye.
Right, so Derek is in County Clare this morning. How are you, Derek?
Morning, PJ. How are you?
Not bad at all, Derek. How are you? What's your plans for the rest of the day?
I'm working today as usual. I seem to never take a day off these days.
Oh, right, yeah. Is that because of Christmas or just because you're a flat-out sort of a kind of guy?
Oh, I'm not a flat-out kind of guy, you know.
Yeah, let's not stretch this here, right? He just happens to be a bit busy at the moment. Yeah,
he's doing a bit of extra work for Santa around these times.
Exactly. Right, Derek, take the cash. What are you going for?
I just had a feeling that it was Johnny Come Home by the Fine Young Cannibals.
Fine Young Cannibals, that's a great song, right.
Fine Young Cannibals, bet it's been driving you crazy.
Yay!
It's not right.
I was hoping for a worse pun.
Well, you're onto a good thing with the puns.
Yeah.
Right, Derek, have a good one. Take care of yourself. Don't work too hard. Keep at it.
You too, Jim. Have a
Cheers.
Good one.
See you, Derek. Have
Thanks,
a good one,
man. Right, so there we go. That's English John taking care of the puns, but nobody taking care of the hit bit. It'll go again with Damien Farrelly this afternoon. REM, Losing My Religion. Here are classic hits. Almost 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Morning to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 4th of December. Good to have you along. And happy birthday, by the way, to Lexi. Lexi, happy 9th birthday to you. Your mam, dad and brother Jaden were on just to say a big happy birthday. So have a fun day today. Enjoy that. In the meantime, here's the kind of future that Lexi could be growing up into.
This is the one. We have the first ever Irish robot ready to change the world. We were talking about this little fella before. His name is Stevie. And he is...
Stevie?
Yeah, and he's Irish. He's an Irish robot. It's amazing. So he's been... We were talking about him before.
You say he's an Irish robot...
Yeah.
That's as in made in Ireland.
€30,000 creation at experts at Trinity College Dublin.
Brilliant.
Has it worked on. There he goes. He's built to be the most advanced social care robot in the world, and it's hoped he's going to eventually revolutionise the care of older people in Ireland, help them to stay independent and free and to keep active and...
Cool.
You want to see him.
Is there any pictures of him?
There is.
Brilliant.
And not only is there a picture of him, he was on the front of Time magazine. We were talking about him first, he was on the front of Time magazine. Now, his look has changed considerably since then because he wasn't actually that active a robot as he is now. But I'd say he might be the first.
What can he do?
Is he the first ever Irish person on the front of Time magazine? I wonder.
God, that's a good question.
How would
we research that? English John, but get English John on the case.
Maybe Bono's made it a couple of times. So that's the Time magazine picture of him. But this is what he looks like today. So he's kind of like a fridge with a face on him, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's white plastic, very friendly looking fella. He's got two screens. So he's got a screen for the top half of his face that gives him his eyes, and the bottom half which gives him his mouth expression.
Right.
So he can show you if he's happy or if he's angry or if he's sad. He can do all these things.
Hey, second, he's a robot.
Yeah, but
what do you mean if he's happy or he's sad?
He replicates emotion. So if you're in a bad mood, he'd be like, oh, I'm sorry to hear
that. Oh, right, okay.
You know,
it's kind of like artificial intelligence stuff.
Yeah, exactly, and he's still working with the elderly and all. So if they were like, you know, I'm really not great, if he went, ha, 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 oh, well, you know yourself, I'm on top of the world, me. The old plastic runners are flying. So he has to be sympathetic.
And does it say what he'll likely do? Like, can he make you a cup of tea?
No, he's no hands, and they deliberately didn't give him hands in case people got misguided and thought that that's what he was for, hanging up jackets or cups of tea. No, he's a very sort of, he's for entertainment purposes and sort of keeping you people engaged. So he can do sing-alongs, he can do a bit of bingo.
A bit of bingo?
Yeah, he's into the bingo. Yeah, he does a bit of bingo, he does a bit of sing-along. He does all that, he can help make phone calls. And then he's got another screen on his chest so that if you're talking to someone, like sort of FaceTime, he'll project them there. Right. So you don't have, so you can go, hey, Shawnee, call Jim there. And then you'll appear in Shawnee's chest and you go, that's Jim is waiting to speak to you. And then as soon as you'd be gone, you go, right, so crack on with the bingo there, Shawnee.
As soon as I'm gone, he's gone. God, he's an awful boarding bloke, isn't he, that fella? Why do you ring him?
How long did you stay in the room with him for? Ah, Shawnee, it was the great old days of radio, Shawnee. So that's what he is. He's very much, people so really take to him.
Yeah.
He was
more so it's a company thing, really, as in a company for somebody as opposed to being a practical butler-type robot.
Yeah, but he does help with but the communication aspect is helping.
Is the important
thing,
right.
So, like, if you need, like, you know, you can ask him questions and he'll answer them, whereas, you know like in a Siri type of way, I presume he'd have a bit of Wi-Fi going on and all that. You know, whereas, you know yourself, I'm at the stage now where I can't even figure out a remote control anymore.
Right.
Jeez, I've been in here every day. I still don't know what half them buttons do. So, you know, there's all this. So you get to a certain age, you want to be able to just talk to a robot. You want to be able to, so you'd be able to just go, Shawnee, could you call whoever and get them on the phone? Or you could just ask them questions instead of typing and all that sort of crack. You can do all that for you. And then at the same time, you can say, stick on a bit of music there, Shawnee. And he do it for you. But instead of carrying him around, if you're elderly and stuff, he can follow you around. He'd be going around the gaff after you, making sure you're all right.
Can he climb stairs?
He can call the police,
or is he like
if
a
he's
dialect?
In trouble, or call an ambulance. You know, he can do all of these things.
But can he climb stairs?
No, but like neither can the people he's living with, most of them. So you'll be giving him a hard time. I think it's
what
an amazing
happens, though,
idea.
If he's with an older person and they forget, and they go kind of, Shawnee, would you mind making me a cup of tea? Could you make me a cup of tea? No. What do you mean no?
Yeah. You see, this is why I hope that Shawnee's voice isn't the robot voice. This is why I hope he has an Irish accent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is why, because you want to be able to, you want him to be able to be sympathetic, and the Irish accent is perfect for it. There's not a lot sympathetic about it. You have taken me beyond the purpose of my function. Like, you want me there, Shawnee, any chance of a cup of coffee? And he goes, you know, what are you talking about? I'm in the middle of making a phone call. I can't. I'm one thing at a time. What do you think? I can't. You want me to do everything, do you?
Yeah. You know, that's the. Yeah.
You know,
if you're going to give somebody company, they may as well be realistic.
I'll be realistic. That's why
I
hope.
Them being nice all the time. They may as well go, am I expected to do everything?
Exactly. That's why I hope he moans a lot. Because we all, Irish people love a moan. That's how we communicate. Yeah. I hope he goes around the gaff going, oh, yeah. So I clean up everything, will I? Yeah, Grant. You leave your jacket on the floor. Yeah, don't worry about it. Shawnee do that, yeah. Yeah, anyone making tea? I'll do it myself. Forget about it. I'll call someone.
Coming in and putting your jacket over the back of the chair. Are you going to leave that there? What? Are you going to leave that there? Well, I'm only just in. Hang us up.
Yeah.
Shawnee, you're the row. Just hang us up.
I love that. And if you come in after you, a couple of hours late, I hope he's like realistic. Yeah. Like, so where were you? Yeah, did you have it, enjoy yourself. Did you? It's grand. I was here on my own all day, and I wasn't even getting to watch the telly. Sure, how can you watch a telly when it's on your chest?
Yeah,
that's all right. The cat enjoyed it. Your dinner's in the oven. You pig.
Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8:20. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. And, some people pointed out that the robots we were talking about started out being called Stevie and ended up being called Shawnee. How did that happen?
I went into some weird fantasy land. His name is Stevie.
Tell you, if a robot is in our house, we'll call him what we want. Right?
I think
if he's our robot, we'll name him what we want.
Yes, it's only fair. Now, that's not to say I didn't make a ridiculous mistake by just changing his name in the middle of what we were talking about him.
Yeah.
But there you go. Yeah, I saw you. His official name is Stevie, but he'll always be Shawnee to me.
By the way, speaking of Shawnees, somebody was on. You were asking about would Stevie be the first Irish person
on Time magazine,
even though he's a robot. But anyway, somebody was on to say Sean Lamass was on the cover in 1960s.
Oh, that's right.
So was Enda Kenny, not in the 1960s, I assume. And
that's
the first,
right.
And then they go on to say. And the first Irish robot on the cover was Leo Varadkar. Who's that in from? It's in from Martin Monks.
Oh, poor old Stevie. He's not even the first Irish robot, but there you go.
That's a shocker. That's a shocker.
Fair play, though. I'm delighted with it. I think it's a great idea. It's a brilliant... Imagine a bit of company like little Stevie or Shawnee following you around the house. It'd be great.
Stephen and Blanchardstown reckons, lads, that robot's named after me. My name is Stephen and I do absolutely everything in my house. Good man.
Maybe that's just maybe that's the actual Stevie robot contacting us that hasn't realised he's not real.
Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you today. Still have the breakfast table quiz to come, of course. And your chance to win this VIP trip, VIP glamping trip for four to the Forever Young Festival for next summer. Happening at Palmer's Town House Estate, of course, again. Absolutely amazing first time round earlier this year. And looks like it's going to be an absolute belter again. We're going to release the lineup on Friday. We're going to be exclusively revealing the lineup. And you could be there with three of your mates in VIP glamping style if you can win on the breakfast table quiz this week, if you fancy having a go. E17, Stay Another Day here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Going to play that for a very excited boy. His name is Owen Barnes, and he's going to see Santa today, PJ.
Yay!
He's off to see Santa today, and he received a very nice letter from Santa this morning,
no
apparently.
Way.
According to Anne and Clondalkin, yeah. Got a reply.
That's great,
some
going, yeah.
Isn't it? Fair play, must be some lad. Owen Barnes, have a fantastic day today.
Have a great day, enjoy it. Have a great day. The beginning of the madness for you, don't forget now, Santa. Give him the old strong arm. Have a word with him. Tell him what you want.
You know the conversation that happens all the time as well. We have, as PJ pointed out yesterday, it kind of descended upon us. It was like the Christmas elves had been here. He left the studio safe and sound on Monday. Everything was as normal. He came back in and it was fully Christmified.
Holy show is what it is now.
Fully Christmified.
Holy
trees
show.
Were up, decorations were up. Eva had done her thing along with her fellow elves, Helena and Aisling. They went for it big time. But, you know, the Christmas decoration thing, it's an interesting thing. Some people take to it. Some people take to it way too early.
They do. And then sometimes it goes wrong. And staff in a pub over in Wales have branded a man a drunken idiot and said he's now barred from the establishment. One pub worker said they spent absolutely hours now decorating the pub. A Wetherspoons one was.
Right.
For Christmas. They said they got a Santa's grotto for the children. And then some drunken fool wants to come in and just ruin it all on everybody. Staff were in late, they say, until they did 12-hour shift to make sure it was beautiful and it looked well for all the customers. Then one buffoon said he had an epileptic fit, which he quite obviously didn't, and he jumped into the top of the Christmas tree from the balcony. People think it's funny. Well, I tell you now, it's not funny at all. Last year's pub didn't even have Christmas decorations, and now after getting new management, they've really made the effort. We've tried to do something, we've tried to make it more festive than before, and now I tell you, we're just disappointed. So, the man that did it, his name is Thomas Paul. Even his name is back to front.
Yeah.
And they confronted him. He's been confronted by the press. And they says, what now? This is
what
strong.
What possessed you?
What?
So he jumped from the balcony to the top of the Christmas tree.
Yeah, and said, I'm having an epileptic fit.
Did his epileptic fit happen to arrive after he'd had quite a large amount of Wetherspoon's fizzies?
Well, his statement goes as thus. He says, I don't actually remember saying I was having an epileptic fit at all. We had one beer, I'd been on a 2-day bender, and if I'm honest, I thought it was very funny, and I'd do it again. I'd do it again. He says, and to quote him, I was off me trumpet. He said,
I mean, come on now, down with that sort of thing. Always drink responsibly. That is irresponsible behaviour. Oh. They put a lot of work into that Christmas tree. It's not funny.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that Thomas Paul is an idiot.
I don't think whatsoever. He is an idiot.
He goes on to say, look, they have to expect that, surely. If they're going to put up a Christmas tree in a pub, it's going to happen. I think it's very funny, if I'm being honest. And yes, as I said, I'd do it all again. So he's, South Wales police were contacted then.
Right.
Because of his lack of remorse. And they said they've received reports of criminal damage to the pub. But to date, no arrests have been made, nor do they plan to take the issue any further.
The
spokesman for the pub, Eddie Gershon, has said the customer is now absolutely barred, I can tell you that much, and he's no longer welcome in this establishment. So there, now, that'll learn you.
Wow.
They've also said that the tree has now been replaced
Oh, no, it hasn't. It will soon be replaced. And they can guarantee customers that the pub will have a Christmas tree up in due course and will hopefully remain free of idiots for the rest of the festive season.
Brilliant.
So that there you fantastic. Go. I will say, like, there's something glorious. He's a buffoon.
He's a man
with a backwards name. He's a buffoon. He's an idiot. But isn't there something really glorious and refreshing about someone who just doesn't understand what he did? Like, there's no apology at all. He didn't even dawn on him to apologise. He's actually going, it's the pub's fault. You know what I mean?
If you're going to put a Christmas tree that close to the balcony, what do you expect of a man
that's
coming off the back of a two-day bender?
Probably thinks he's done some of the public service, because a real epileptic person with the flashing lights may have had an issue on the balcony.
Well, you never know. So maybe he just fancied himself as experiencing what it's like to be the fairy at the top of the tree or something.
And in his crowning glory, as he made the quote, he was off his trumpet, he's done a photograph to commemorate the occasion for the press, where he's lying in his own bed, semi-naked, holding a trumpet. This man, the more I actually talk about what an idiot is, the more it sounds like he's actually a bit of crack.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the board. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, now this weekend, the Forever Young Winterfest is happening in the INEC in Killarney. Amazing lineup. It's happening on Friday and Saturday. Completely indoors, of course, so that the cold, the weather can't get at you. There's loads of stuff going on. Great lineup. Tony Hadley, Howard Jones, Nick Kershaw, Go West, Nick Haywood, The Christians, Altered Images, loads more. There's silent discos and all sorts of stuff going on. And that's this weekend in Killarney, 6th and 7th of December. That's part of the Forever Young Festival. It's their Winterfest. But of course, next summer is when the Forever Young Festival returns to Palmerstown House Estate in Naas. It's happening on the 10th right through till the 12th of July. Tickets for that are going on sale this Friday as well, and we'll be announcing the lineup for that festival this Friday when we hand out this prize, a VIP glamping package for four for you to enjoy and relive the amazing 80s at Palmerstown House in Naas next July.
But first of all, you're going to have to beat Trish, because she was on yesterday. She got 11, which is a great score, so she's crossing her fingers that Jason Hanlon in Dublin doesn't beat her today. So how are you, Jason?
Hiya, PJ.
How are you getting on?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Doing a bit of Christmas shopping today. I'm off today.
Good stuff. Yeah, are you all right? Are you any good at it? Like, do you get the dread?
I generally hit about 10 or 11 when I listen to it every morning, you know.
Yeah.
Right, well, let's see how you get on. If you get up that sort of neck of the woods, you won't be too far away, right?
Okay.
So, the very best of luck. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock, Jason. Best of luck. Let's start.
How many millimetres are in 1 kilometre?
1,000.
1,000,000. Which comedian helped push The Way to Amarillo back in the charts?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Peter Kay, what colour carpet is associated with award ceremonies?
Red.
Complete this proverb. Jack of all trades, master of what?
None.
What is the word for a baby zebra?
Calf.
A foal. Which sort of sandwiches are Paddington Bear's favourite food?
Marmalade.
Which band had a hit with Don't Look Back in Anger?
Oasis.
The first day of April is otherwise known as what?
April Fool's Day.
In darts, how many points is the outer ring of the bullseye worth?
25.
Incisors and premolars are types of what?
Teeth.
In nature, what is a minnow?
Oh, God, I don't know.
It's a fish. Singer Enrique Iglesias is the son of what Spanish crooner?
Oh, Julio.
Yeah, what city is the capital of Uganda?
Oh, God, having a clue.
Kampala. Which character in Coronation Street is played by William Roach? Ken Barlow. I was trying to sneak in the other one there.
So did we get... We didn't get Ken Barlow, no? That's a shame.
I was rooting for you there.
There was a bit of a run. It was a sticky start and a sticky end, but the bit in the middle went okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers.
That's not too bad, Jason.
It's not a bad run at all.
Yeah, there was just it's a shame we got off to a bit of a sticky start. You might have done done a bit better than that, but 8's not bad, Jason.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.